Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But Danny, we have not gotten our chance to weigh in all day long because we're just now getting on the air to discuss last night's Washington Capitals tilt with the Carolina Hurricanes.
Oof.
Game one to Carolina in a very decisive way. The shots on goal column, pretty telling, 33-14 in favor of the Hurricanes. The shot attempts even more so tilted towards Carolina. If you watch the game, you know what happened. The Hurricanes looked amazing. They were dominant. They carried play. They possessed the puck circuit to circuit. It was 2-1 in terms of offensive zone time. I don't remember that lopsided of an overtime game in my life. The fact that the Caps, A, scored the first goal, B, led after 40 minutes, C, led right around 50 minutes in,
yep,
and D, went to overtime, first off is a compliment to their goaltender, Logan Thompson, who was fantastic. Also, to some good fortune, there were some posts hit by Carolina, but they got outplayed and outworked, and they had better make some adjustments.
Yeah, I was talking to my wife last night. I did the postgame show here for the Nats, but was watching with Tobes in the press box on our computers, phone, etc. And she asked me how the hockey game went. And I said, that's really hard to answer. They went to overtime, lost in overtime on a, you know, fluky hockey goal play, which happens in this league, a shot from the point that ricochets between 11,000 different people, screen, a goal, that one of those dirty playoff goals that, you know, could have gone either way. But I said, I've never seen a more dominant 2-1 overtime victory in my lifetime. And she goes, what do you mean? They were winning. And I said, yeah, but come on. The post, I think, made five saves at one point for Washington. Thompson was excellent, which is going to have to happen in this series. But the thing that I was afraid of, I wasn't even afraid of it that much. I didn't think it was going to be that bad in terms of the way Carolina was going to possess the puck. It just felt like Washington was playing fetch. Like, if you ever get one of those dogs that's never tired and you just throw the bone and it runs and picks it up and brings it back, that was the Caps trying to get to center ice last night.
They
just digging it out of their own end. Yeah.
And when they did get the puck in their own end, they would immediately lose it generally.
Immediately.
In the neutral zone. They were sloppy. First period was very strange. They looked like they hadn't played in a week, which they haven't. But you can't really say that's an excuse because Carolina hasn't played in longer. Mm-hmm. And it didn't seem to bother them any. But the Capitals, I don't know if you noticed this, you know, how closely you were monitoring on the phone or whatever. I counted six or seven guys that, like, fell.
Yeah.
While skating for the Capitals in the first period. Mm-hmm. Fell. Like, what is that? They're slipping and sliding. I know it's the spring and you're in an arena and the ice might not be great. It wasn't happening for both teams. But, you know, some pucks that were rolling and some bad fortune early. But I think you just got to look in the mirror and say you got your teeth kicked in a little bit. That was the Hurricanes playing their best game and you playing as bad a game. Not only clearly their worst game of this postseason through six, but probably that they played offensively in many, many postseasons and years. They got all of 14 shots on goal against Frederik Andersen. That's the entire night. That cannot happen. Just as an example, Carolina had 12 in the first period. I thought the second period was actually very even for the most part. The Capitals had the 1-0 edge in scoring with the Protas goal. The shots were 8-6 in that period. Hockey kind of happened. You know, the ice was tilted still a little bit in Carolina's favor, which is going to happen. It's why they're beloved analytically. But the first period was a mess. The third period was a disaster. And then it was only a few minutes of overtime, but it was just impending doom. It felt inevitable.
Yeah.
Even going into overtime, all you could hope was fluky thing happens and they steal a game they really don't deserve to win, which has happened over the years so many times to them,
mm-hmm.
where they've outplayed a Penguins or a Rangers team, and then the Penguins get one rush, and despite being outshot by 15 or 16, you know, they pot a goal on a backhand breakaway, and they win a 2-1, 3-2 playoff game. And the Caps had a couple of those chances, by the way.
They did.
When it was 1-1, Ryan Leonard got a breakaway in all alone. If he scores with about 5 minutes left, they're up 2-1, and we may be talking about a 1-0 series lead right now, despite being outplayed all night long. But you miss those few opportunities you're going to get. You don't take advantage. And when you get outplayed like that, you're just waiting to bleed out by paper cut.
There was one time during the telecast where, again, it wasn't shots on goal. It was shot attempts. Since the Protas goal, right? So I can't remember the exact unit of time. But since Protas scores, by the way, an amazing play by the big man. That was pretty. That was just incredible.
I was very happy with him there. Almost as happy as I was mad with him on his turnover that led to the goal that tied the game, because that was just an unforgivable pass to the center of the ice that led to the goal. So he giveth any.
I agree on both.
But to your point, that snipe is the dream. That's why he became a star.
Yeah, just with the go-go gadget arm reach that nobody else can do, just flicks it to himself, and that was an incredible moment. But after that goal, it was a 44-6 shot attempt run for Carolina. And several of those, of course, landed on net. But it's one thing to say, okay, yeah, Carolina's not afraid to pepper the net with pucks. They're going to try to keep chipping away at you, and that's fine. So they're going to have a shot advantage. To that level, as you said, this was inevitable.
Yeah.
Everything about this just felt like Carolina's winning this game. It's just, you know, when it happens. Like, we could do it soon. We could do it later. They were the better team for the overwhelming majority of that one. So before the series started, you and I both posited, I don't want to put words in your mouth, we're both going, Carolina should be favored.
Yeah.
They're really good. They've earned it. I understand that. That is a good team. It's a good matchup for them. Why are they so heavily favored? Why do the Caps have the worst odds to get to to win the finals, to get to out of the Eastern Conference, to win this series of any team left? After that first game, I'm worried that I get it now. That's my fear is, actually, maybe I understand the way Carolina is. It had nothing to do with the way they finished the regular season, losing 7 of 8. But there's something about this playoff, this ramp up that they're doing. Man, oh, man, was that impressive. They were dominant.
So there's no doubt that in that game, it looked like a Stanley Cup favorite against the team that's left that has the worst odds. I still don't think that makes any sense for the actual odds, right? As predictive as those can be, it's also got to be based on the merit to that point. And the Caps, who are the best team in the East and the second best team in hockey and top five in goals scored and allowed, had just gotten out of the first round with more ease, frankly, than Carolina did, because Carolina went to 2 double overtimes in their series and went the same number of games. So I will always not understand that logic, because it's not as predictive as it is reactionary, in a sense, on the market. Having said that, yeah, it didn't look good last night. There's panic setting in, and it wouldn't be this Caps fan base if it wasn't. I remember all of the comments I got every step of the way through 2018, too.
Huh.
And most years you guys will be right, because you don't get to win a cup every year. But every single year, this will be the result. When they go down 1-0 or when they have a bad playoff game, and they happen, hopefully not as bad as last night or as lopsided as last night, you know, the comments are that they stink and they're old, and I'm getting that they have to rebuild, which is comical. I hear that every year when they lose in the playoffs. They're the best team in the Eastern Conference. They've got a good young system, a ton of cap space opening up, and an exploding salary cap. But, yeah, this is a good time to hit detonate for sure when you're down 1-0 against the Hurricanes. But I'm looking forward to seeing what adjustments are made. You got the coach of the year on your bench in Spencer Carberry. He's got to go earn his money now. He's going to win the Jack Adams Award for being the best coach in hockey this year. And he's got his work cut out for him. Because the fear that I had about this being my scariest matchup, the team, I don't fear Florida like I fear Carolina. And Florida's a better team probably. Carolina, frankly, and the Capitals, while different in their styles, are not that different in terms of quality. But there is something about this matchup, and it's just always kind of been this way in recent years, where
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Caps get Carolina's best shot. They typically allow them to dictate terms. And on top of that, they almost, it's I don't want to use the word fearful, but it's like they're so scared to be aggressive and try to go be active offensively. They're so trying to be so buttoned up defensively that you're just waiting for something to happen. And they got to move the puck. They got to get up. They got to go. They got to skate. They got to try to act like you're good too. And when they play Carolina, for some reason, it just feels like they go into the matchup going, we're playing the Canes. Let's batten down the hatches. And I wish it wasn't that way, but it certainly played out that way in game one. That was for an overtime game, which if you want to look at it that way, you can. That was as David Goliath for 60 plus minutes feeling as an overtime game has ever been. And it's not even that. It's not like they scored a fluky goal to go to overtime.
Right.
They scored first. The Canes never led for 1 second in the game. Think about that. Mm-hmm. They won the game to go up 2-1. They did not have a single lead last night, despite how they played.
Yeah, which is wild. And, you know, I was hoping that it's never a great spot to be in when you're hoping, hey, the thing that's ruined my spring so many times over, that fluky goal when I outplay the opponent, maybe that'll happen for me.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, so as Carolina was getting maybe more and more frustrated.
Especially on home ice, Danny.
Totally.
Like, if you're there and they're out playing you like that in game one, you go, okay, we got to get one of these two games, come back 1-1, take care of home ice. You know, you haven't played in a week if you want to use that excuse. They didn't seem to want to use that excuse as they played an amazing game rested. But, you know, however you want to make it make sense in your head. But when you're at home, you kind of have to put the hay in the barn. So it is even more impactful because Now, in addition to losing the game, the Canes are one of the best teams in the league on home ice, and you've lost the home ice advantage in the series. You just made it a little harder for yourself.
And you know, I'm sitting there going, am I really going to be able to steal four games from this team? Right? Because that's, as you're watching the game play out, I got to know it's one game. It's not necessarily does a series make, but I'm going, can Logan Thompson do this four times where you get a lead and you hold on for dear life for 45 minutes or whatever the heck it is? And they weren't able to last night, of course. That, you know, it wasn't the seven or eight chances that Carolina created that hit post. The Thompson made a great save. It was the god-awful giveaway finally deep in their own end. But to me, that's thematic of the evening. All the things that you and I both want to rise to the challenge, to punch back at them, so to speak, not literally but figuratively, to get the pucks deep, etc., they can't get out of their own end for minutes at a time.
Well, somebody said to me, I can't believe the Caps didn't hit them more last night. And I said,
there's no chance to.
How do you hit someone when you're not near them? Like, they're hitting you more. They had more hits than the Caps.
Because all the offensive zone time. So that's when you get your hits. There's some the occasional open ice, this, that, and the other. But when the puck is deep and the defensemen are going to dig it out, the forwards are pitching back down to help out, that's when hitting time is.
Correct.
When you can't get it deep for periods, when you've got 3 minutes of offensive zone time in a 20-minute period, numbers approximate, not many chances to hit people.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and generally, the team that doesn't have the puck gets the hits. That's actually the way, you know, that hits always work, because you go, man, we're out hitting them. That's awesome. It's actually not awesome. They've had the puck the whole game. So the fact that they had the puck the whole game and they out-hit the Capitals is alarming. I actually thought there wasn't enough snarl for two teams that despise each other, which they do. for two teams that had 100 PIMs in one period, if you remember back to 1 month ago on like April 5th, division rivals, there was not a single skirmish after a whistle until the third period last night. Probably by design. Maybe Spencer's been in people's heads going, don't get dragged into anything stupid. We have to stay out of the box. They'll kill us if we're in the penalty box. But I needed a little bit more just pushing people around and getting under people's skin and, you know, bumping a goaltender coming through the crease after a whistle. You had none of that last night. The fight that you look for after the whistle, and I don't mean physically fighting people, but just the little things that every team does. Even the Canes weren't doing it. I was shocked. I thought it would be after every whistle all game, people getting separated, people getting dragged to the box for matching minors or whatever. And you just didn't see it. So there was a lot about last night that was surprising to me, that was disappointing to me, obviously. Now, here's where I will lose people. I'm going to lose you here.
Okay.
You will disagree, and that's fine. And I think most people are going to hear what they want to hear and act like this is some excuse making. We've just spent roughly 18 minutes talking about how badly the Capitals played and how well the Hurricanes played. The Hurricanes win the game that was played last night, I would say 80% of the time, maybe more. They deserve to win in overtime. I think that the narrative of last night is being overblown just a tad. And what I mean by that is Carolina's style, Danny, is to take 1 million shot attempts. It's not quality shot attempts. What they do is possess the puck. That's the problem. Not the shots, in my opinion. The problem last night is that the Caps never shot the puck. The problem last night is that the Caps never had the puck. So we can talk about that. But everyone's doing this thing where they're looking at the numbers and it's 90-plus shot attempts to barely over 30. The Hurricanes shot about 37 shots per game in the first round. They're a high-volume shot team. Philosophically different than Washington. Washington is a high-danger opportunity team. They're going to pass up shots, maybe to the fan base's frustration at times, because they're looking for getting the goaltender moving. Carolina's kind of old school in, throw that puck toward the cage, let Logan Thompson catch it, and let's have a face-off. And so the attempts just pile up. I don't really care as much about that as high-danger chances, right? I don't care as much about that as scoring opportunities. The scoring high-danger chances last night were 14-12 in favor of the Hurricanes over the Capitals. Very, very different than shot attempts, shots on goal, you know, all of those things. So the high danger scoring chances, that's the area I look at and say, how did the game play out? Shots in the slot, which were very similar. I think it was like 7 apiece. I don't know that it was quite as bad, maybe in terms of, like, they had 90 attempts. It wasn't like they almost scored 7 goals. What Logan Thompson wasn't standing on his head making ridiculous saves one after another.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.